please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, we got farm freedom, food freedom, ranching freedom, freedom to move about the American cabin. Threatened in a big way over the last few days, particularly, at least the culmination of a lot of things that have been going on outside of the purview of the mainstream news and covered incredibly well with what we call the new media, the rise of the new media that wasn't around to the extent that might have changed the outcome of things like Ruby Ridge or Waco and the events there. And we've been covering today, earlier in the day, with Stephen Ure, we even talked about this, the situation out in the Bureau of Land Management attacking Cliven Bundy and his family, the ranchers there, from access to the land. A lot of layers of misinformation out there. A little bit of nothing from most of the mainstream media. I think Fox News covered it a little bit after the fact. And yet the new media, the emerging new media that's growing by leaps and bounds day by day, may have helped to avoid a bloodbath there. Absolutely extraordinary. Very thrilled to have my good friend, the health ranger, Mike Adams, taking some time out this afternoon to join us as well, because Natural News has been right there as well as Gary Franchi from Next News Network. We hope to hear from. It looks like we won't hear from Pete Santilli because they've shut down the cell networks there, but we'll confirm that. But Mike, thanks for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Appreciate you so very much.
Hello, Robert. It's great to join you today, this day where American history is unfolding in real time. History is being made.
Yeah, and you've just published another series of articles that have come out over the last 24 hours or less. This one about the American Revolution 2.0 has begun. Battle of Bunkerville won by the people without firing a single shot. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Let me read you a quote from a person who was on the front lines in a standoff against armed BLM agents at the gates of the cattle compound where BLM had stuffed all the cattle that they'd stolen from the Bundy family. Quote, "We were among 500 militiamen at the gates. The militia went muzzle to muzzle with the BLM, fingers on triggers, safeties off. We told them we're not backing down, and we are prepared to lay our lives on the lines for these principles." That's how close this came to a shooting war, Robert, and I want to say I want to thank those who sent prayers and blessings for peace to prevail, for nonviolence to prevail. This battle was won without a single shot being fired, and let me say on the record, if it had gone into a shooting, BLM personnel would have been absolutely slaughtered. They were surrounded. They were surrounded by thousands of armed American citizens who were fed up and were willing to die for principle. That's what just happened.
Well, what we are up against is the kind of the Matrix-like description of the American people being in a matrix that don't see through these things and will be buying into the lines by the mainstream media to vilify not only the rancher in this case, who they say is somehow a deadbeat, he wasn't paying whatever dues were demanded of him by the federal government, the Bureau of Land Management, and then the demonizing of the American people who are armed and just hungry for guns and shootouts. I think what we see in the rise of the new media is a different consciousness seeping through or beyond or overrunning their dams of limitation of awareness.
Well, look, be clear. The mainstream media, in their willful blackout of this historical event, the media has zero credibility at this point. Maybe before this you could have argued, well, sometimes they cover important things, sometimes they don't. You know, they will cover freedom fighters in Kiev they will cover Operation Iraqi Freedom. They won't cover American freedom. They won't cover freedom fighters in Nevada. They received a directive, almost certainly from the White House, to have a total blackout on this story and pretend it wasn't happening. So let's have no illusions. The mainstream media at this point forward is nothing but theater, nothing but propaganda. This is one of the most important stories in American history, certainly the most important story of the year so far. Any media outlet that refused to cover this basically admitted that they are a propaganda organization not interested in real news, period. Let there be no more debate about that point.
Yeah, in fact, I think we have some audio from Pete Santilli confronting one of the BLM. I hesitate to call them goons. I mean, I don't want to use derogatory language, but let's be honest. If you're standing against this and, let's say, representing a federal land grab that may go up beyond the federal level to international, and we'll get into those issues this hour, I got to take my hat off to Pete Santilli, you know, former U.S. Marine, standing up and not in a violent way, but just saying, hey, this is what's going down here. This is what's happening. You are in the wrong. And it's really quite extraordinary.
Pete really deserves a major journalism award. He upstaged everybody. CNN, you know, he's being called the Wolf Blitzer of the Liberty Movement now. He went on the scene and spent his own money. You know, no one was funding his operation, and he was broadcasting live and breaking news hour by hour. He even attempted to negotiate peace with the BLM in a secret audio recording that we published late last night. You could hear Pete Santilli telling BLM Director Daniel Love that BLM directors were going to be arrested, and that even the county sheriff was going to be arrested if they failed to uphold their oath to the Constitution. And Pete didn't back down.
No, he didn't. Let's give a listen. We've got about a 30-second or less excerpt, thanks to Super Don here. And you can hear this firsthand, what went on.
If you're impeached, you will be arrested. I don't know how you plan on arresting me, but good luck with that.
Well, there's going to be some law enforcement officials that are going to be going to jail if you're on constitution.
Okay, yeah, don't do that. That's not going to end well for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm
really that doesn't happen. And again, I've seen your numbers right now. You better hope the 10,000 show up. Because if you show up with those numbers, we got plenty of people here to take all those people to jail. So don't do that.
Sure.
So that was Pete Santilli confronting that BLM guy. Did you hear him say, you better hope you bring 10,000? Evidently, enough folks showed up that they backed down.
Yeah, listen to the arrogance in the voice of BLM Special Agent Love. what an odd name to have for someone in such intimidation and coercion. But the arrogance is evident there. You know, you better bring 10,000 people if you hope to do anything. You know, and you're like, don't go there. That never happens. Like, law enforcement people are never arrested by the citizens, is what he's saying. Don't even try it. And that's the kind of arrogance that, you know, America tried to get away from with the Revolutionary War. It's the kind of arrogance that the King of England would have used for his subjects. And that's the way the feds tend to treat American citizens these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, Mike, and as much as I wouldn't want to admit it, we'd have to acknowledge that the people, with that concept of the we the people, have kind of rolled over and allowed this to happen over a number of generations now. And we're looking at, you know, my wife and I were just talking off the air before the show, you know, how we're concerned about the international nature of this, the debt for nature swaps. This is a UNESCO heritage site. Yet there are so much that has come out, whether it be Harry Reid's son and the solar farms from China, or the fracking, the land leases, the millions of dollars paid for land leases to BLM for fracking or oil or gas exploration, and a number of other things. But we, let's just look at it this way. I say we the people, but the corporate United States has been involved in invading other countries for a long time now. If the UN blue helmets show up, would that be a karmic retribution? We've been invading lands. Now they're coming to invade us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's hard to understand. It's hard to really get down to the real reasons why BLM decided to seize this land. But what we can all agree on, I mean, even people on the left or the right, people who are vegetarians and meat eaters, what we can all agree on is that the militarization of the government is out of control. When you've got a government that brings guns and raids James Stewart, the raw milkman of California, for distributing raw milk, fresh milk, You've got a government that arrests women for growing gardens in their own front yards. You've got a government that brings snipers and helicopters and hundreds of armed men to a desert dispute, which they claim is about a tortoise. Clearly this is out of control. Clearly this is not limited government respecting the boundaries that have been defined for it in the Constitution. So part of the outrage here, it's not even about the Bundy family in particular, and it's not even about those cows in particular, which, by the way, are free-range cows. So a lot of people out there saying, well, we should all be buying free-range meat. Yeah, Bundy's raising free-range meat, just for the record. This is about the principle, something much larger, where a government uses excessive coercion, intimidation, threats of violence to get its way. And the American people simply won't stand for it. And that's what we saw here. The Battle of Bunkerville has been won by the people, and the people aren't going to put up with this kind of tyranny and coercion.
Yes, and of course there are a lot of layers to this story. We don't want to oversimplify it, but in some ways, yes, we can, and we have, and Natural News has covered extensively this militarization for to ludicrous levels to go after, you know, the folks that are just providing raw, real foods for people that want them, not by force, not by coercion. And we are now joined by Gary Franchi from the Next News Network, and he's got other layers of this. Gary, congratulations. Kudos to you for the coverage like no other media outlet, as long as we've also acknowledged Pete Santilli and what he's doing. We're on with Mike Adams here, the health ranger from Natural News. Gary, we got about less than a minute before the first break, but we wanted to bring you into the discussion real quick.
Well, I couldn't be doing this without the support of our producers and the people behind the scenes. I just happen to be the mouthpiece for this thing. An observer and a reporter, and I know you got a break coming up, but I can give you some details after the break about the investigation that we're currently doing into the land property owners around.
Perfect. Yes, around. That's where we want to go next. Yeah. Gary Franchi on with us from NextNewsNetwork.com, and of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN, broadcasting healing on a geopolitical basis today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you are all with us. We're going to get to the deeper depths of this story after this break, so stick around. Tell your friends. Mike Adams, Gary Franchi on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, you want the news on all levels, healing from a physiological level, emotional, mental, economic, political, spiritual, all of that's involved here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Doing that all so well, of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger from naturalnews.com, and our good friend Gary Franchi from Next News Network. And Mike, you guys have been burning the midnight oil, you and Gary, on this story.
Yeah, there's no rest for real journalists, but I do want to give a shout out to everybody in alternative media, because what we've witnessed here is the mainstream media pretending that this history is not happening in America, while the alternative media, of which, of course, you are a part, GCN Radio Network, Natural News, my website, Gary Franchi, Next News Network, you've got Pete Santilli, of course, on the ground, on the scene. Adam Kokesh has been covering this. Drudge Report, putting out major links to it. Steve Quayle has put out many, many links to this story. It's, you know, what we're witnessing really here is spontaneous acts of world-class journalism from citizen journalists, and we have upstaged the mainstream media on this entire story. It's a turning point, really, for media in America.
Yeah, and Gary, you're a big part of this growth, and we appreciate you very much. And the things that you're breaking and covering on here, extraordinary. So what have you got for us?
Well, basically, in a couple of videos, we've sort of teased some information that we're digging up right now. Actually, we have a BLM insider who's going to be revealing an extensive list of corporations and individuals, the parties, the people who have interest in the land around the Bundy property, the so-called public lands or the free-range lands. Like I said, in a couple of videos, we have quoted Rusty Hill, who was a land broker for that area. And while Rusty, in his time, I mean, he was a volunteer for the BLM for 20 years. And what he was doing for the BLM while he was there, he was the guy that would go out and plot the lines. He would go, okay, this is your property line, this is your jurisdiction. Then after he stopped working for them, he was getting hired by private corporations, because these corporations are coming in, they're buying up huge tracts of land, and they didn't know where the land was. They just bought it. So he had to go out there, and he had to draw the lines in the sand, literally draw the lines in the sand, and tell, okay, call Hughes Corporation, Howard Hughes Corporation, this is your plot, tell the other corporation this is their plot, tell the municipality this is their plot. So in doing that, he has an intricate knowledge of the parties and people who own the land out there. Now, when this story broke, he was like, holy cow. He's like, this is, I know this very well. And I'm actually sitting on an hour-long screencast video that he has shot that we're perfecting it right now. There's no messing around. When this is released, you'll be able to see through Google Earth, through his entire web. I mean, he's recording his entire research. You'll be able to follow him through it. He'll narrate through it, and you'll see how he researches the corporations, the people, the names, all the parties who are going after the land around the Bundys. So this is so much bigger than what the government claims is a tortoise. And I think it goes even further than this Harry Reid deal, mm-hmm. the $6 billion solar plant. There are corporations involved. And Russ, what Russ has explained to me is that there are minerals in the ground. There is mineral water in the ground that is crucial to the military-industrial complex and the weapons manufacturing industry. So it goes so much deeper than a solar plant. And Harry Reid, I'm sure Harry Reid's the one, you know, signing the deals and getting things pushed around, of course, through his son with the plant. But it's so much deeper than that. The mineral content, right, the mineral right. water on the ground is for weapons manufacturing. So the military-industrial yes. complex is putting pressure on the BLM.
They got their fingerprints all over this. We're going to see where that goes. And Mike Adams, you know, we were warned how many decades ago by a president leaving the office about the military-industrial complex. They're still playing their games.
Oh, yeah, of course they are. And you got to remember, almost everything that we're told by the government and the mainstream media is a cover story. And also think about who's doing the real journalistic investigations these days. It's not Washington Post. It's not New York Times. It's people like Gary Franchi. Mm-hmm. It's people like Pete Santilli. It's like Kit Daniels over there at InfoWars who did that great article about the solar array. I mean, these are the real journalists of America today. And what you're doing, Robert, this is real journalism, asking real questions about unfolding historical events. Where's the mainstream media? They've surrendered.
They're popping Prozac and pretending that we don't exist. Or are they? We're going to find out. Let's see, where do we think this is going? Obviously, it's a great victory, but we don't want to be naive about things that are being plotted or planned as this has happened and as we've witnessed it, thanks to Natural News, thanks to Gary Franchi and Next News Network. And we're going to answer some of those questions and ask some more when we come back from this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
America, we shall free a little portion of this land, Ford County, Nevada. Did we enjoy swimming in the river, anybody? Did you feel free? Did you see those cows come home to the range?
I believe we've just heard from Clive and Bundy out there at the, the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, trying to attack this rancher based on, I would say, false pretense, and that would be an understatement. And we're continuing now with Mike Adams, the health ranger, as well as our friend Gary Franchi from Next News Network. And, Mike, the coverage of this, as we said, from the mainstream media has been, you know, kind of whispers and crickets. We have the buzz going on in all of the new or alternative media. And what I find most extraordinary and beautiful about this, Mike, is the cooperation with all of the new media. You know, you don't have somebody trying to dig and say, we're not working with you because we're our own. I mean, this is an extraordinary level of cooperation here as well.
Well, that's true. Again, spontaneous world-class journalism is what we're witnessing here. It's also worth noting that these stories don't really generate much revenue for all of the alternative media publishers. I mean, you know, who exist on advertising, right? That's how they pay their bills, us included at Natural News. But these kinds of stories don't tend to attract people that are going to buy nutritional products or things like that. These stories are covered because they are the right thing to do, because this is history in the making. And all the people out there, like Pete Santilli, for example, he's spending money out of his own pocket, you know, buying equipment, just doing what needs to be done, putting it on his credit cards. He knows he's going to have to pay the bills later. Gary Franchi, who's on your show right now, think about it. He's spending his weekend and his evenings doing this. Mainstream media journalists have the weekend off, but us in the alternative media, we're working hard, and we're doing this because it needs to be done. So, yeah, there's a lot of cooperation going on. And why? Because we're passionate about this stuff, Robert. Mm-hmm. We're not reading teleprompter scripts. We're not doing this because there's some corporate sponsor telling us what to do. We're fighting for the heart and soul of America, so we don't need any other motivation beyond that.
Well, we would get paid better if we were reading teleprompter scripts, but then we wouldn't be sleeping at night without the aid of Ambien, and that's not our passion or mission in life. And that's why we also have Gary Franchi with us with more revelations right now coming through Next News Network. Gary, once again, we appreciate you so much, and thanks for being here to let loose.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be a part of this the revolutionary effort in the media. One thing to note, Mike, you brought up the blackout, the media blackout, the mainstream media has been silent in this. And what we're learning now is that this is the reason they are silent is because they're being directed to be silent. And it's so they can track the chatter. And you always hear this, oh, terrorist chatter, terrorist chatter. Well, because they're listening to every single thing that's being said. So if they can track the sources and where it's going, just like a plant with roots, they can track the roots and where the water is being sucked in to the plant. The same thing happens when the media, the alternative media, is disseminating information. Shut down the main sources of media to a story, then they can pinpoint the sources, and then they can track every single node along the way to find out who's responding to it, and they can create a huge data matrix of the entire operation. I was at an event last weekend, and an NSA whistleblower, William Binney, sat there in front of 50 people, and he laid out the entire NSA infrastructure. This guy worked for the NSA for like 35 years. He built the infrastructure that they use to harvest massive amounts of information. So he pulled his PowerPoint right in front of us and showed us exactly how it's done and how the data travels and how they create subsets of subsets of subsets based on keywords and connectivities. And they build an entire algorithmic social profile on every individual based on what they are doing, who they're communicating with, their bank records, everything. So this is just what they're doing here with this. By controlling the media, they're able to create these social profiles based on who's reading and watching what. Now, aside from that, let me get into these new points that are about the property itself. Okay, this is coming from Rusty Hill. He's been commenting on our YouTube videos. Go to our channel. You can engage Rusty directly on some of these videos. Now, Rusty says there is a specific interest to get Bundy's cattle off the grazing range east of the Virgin River and south to the Colorado. There's been continual eviction of people off of these lands north of the Colorado River and Lake Mead for quite a while now. They've wiped out whole towns so far. Because I've been finding some interesting dead ends that seem to be related to, here's the corporations now, Zion Bank Corp and the insurance company that owns it. And then he asked a question. I'd be asking, where is Harry Reid in this dispute? How is he related to Zions Bank Corp? What were they doing in the late 70s and 80s with the land around there where they're controlling and why? Who is the shadowy company, Cedar Development Corp, who has an office, a P.O. box, in Cedar City, Utah? So, these are a couple points that he's bringing up. Now, he says, the BLM would not be so aggressive unless someone from high levels like in Congress or the presidency or the State Department was ordering this kind of way over the top activity. Someone needs to go to the head of BLM and demand some answers. He also goes on and addresses the Clark County Sheriff. He says also the issue of why the Clark County Sheriff is doing nothing is a good indication that there is a hush-up relationship going on between BLM and Clark County. Clark County will benefit from the corporate activities the BLM will be setting up in the future in this area. Now, forgive me if I'm reading here, but he says, if you look at some of the high prices being paid for some of these parcels in the area, you can see a pattern that is not in any way consistent with $500 per acre of desert rangeland. Something big is trying to get something going on again. The biggest key is always with the water. Whoever doing whatever is going to need water to do it. Also, they're looking at this range is looking, hang on, the range is remote. It's easy to set up secret-oriented security and to have secret-oriented security, but still has close access to utilities and services.
So, well, there's a Gary, I mean, it appears to be there. These are acts of desperation at this point, as you said, willing to go to a point where they risked a bloody confrontation with the people over the, you know, what some might perceive as simply just a ranching issue. But because of your work and what Mike Adams does and others that we've referenced here and more, there's a digging below that surface, not only to find that this is about water and minerals and things related to the military-industrial complex, but maybe larger issues of UNESCO, debt for nature swaps, the bankruptcy of the corporate United States, and all of this playing together into one. I mean, these layers go so deep. Yet at the same time, the mainstream media pretending that, you know, if there is an argument as to why this is happening, it will be about crazy ranchers with guns just wanting to fight the federal government and nothing more.
Yeah, well, I think you need to take a look at, as well at Harry Reid and his company, Zions Bank Corp. I guarantee you, if someone looked at the Federal Election Committee donations that Harry Reid has received, I bet you will find that corporation dumping money into him or to a super PAC directly. So they always say, follow the money, follow the money. We're doing that right now.
Mike Adams, what do you perceive a next step is? Because they don't take too kindly to losing like this. That's why I am a little bit concerned, and that might be an understatement, as to the next layer, even though it appears on the surface it's a very successful, peaceful, nonviolent confrontation that has turned in the favor of those who love liberty.
Well, here's my concern. Even though this was a peaceful victory by the people against obviously coercive, violent government. But that government, which is really, let's describe it honestly, as an empire, is extremely arrogant, as all empires eventually become and have done so throughout history. As an empire, the government cannot allow the people to set a precedent where they have power over the government. So they cannot allow this victory to stand. I have no doubt that the feds are already engineering some kind of backlash against this, some perhaps even a false flag event to cause violence, blame it on the militia men, and then let that be the official story that the mainstream media finally runs with, and then to label everybody there as domestic terrorists. And once that is invoked, they can launch hellfire missiles on the ranch, and most of the country will buy that as a justifiable response. So there are all kinds of nefarious, deceptive things that the government can do and is probably considering doing in order to turn this defeat of BLM into, in their minds, a victory of government dominance over armed citizens. That's where I'm afraid this is heading.
And Gary, and Mike, go ahead, Gary.
What the word is right now is, in strategic terms, they're calling this a feigned retreat, so that people lower their guard. People think, oh, they're all shouting in the street, victory, victory, everyone goes home for supper. Well, in the meantime, as everyone stands down, then we have the real aggressor comes in, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the ATF, they go in. I mean, I've been seeing pictures that have been posted online of militia snipers trained guns on the BLM. I mean, on overpasses. I mean, this is all you can find this right through the social networks. So when these photographs surface on the FBI desk and the ATF desk, they're going to say this: we're not going to stand for this. And then they're going to go out there and they're going to escalate the situation even more. They're going to try and find out who these people are. They're going to round them up under the cover of darkness.
Yeah, of course. All kinds of nefarious tactics that they can use, including deception, of course, being the number one tactic. So So I agree with you, Gary and Robert, that they are planning a way to turn this around. Again, they cannot tolerate the people having power over the feds. They won't stand for it.
Right. Well, don't let your guard down. Keep the cameras rolling in every way, shape, or form. Communicate this to your neighbor. Again, don't let a wonderful victory at this point fall into a dangerous, deadly, and bloody defeat. We recognize that there are people, as we've covered over the years, that don't value life the way you do, the way Mike does, and I perceive Gary, a good friend, also does. And so we can't, rest and say it's over, it's done. We'll continue to cover the story, guys. And Gary, appreciate you so much. In the Next News Network, of course, working with Mike Adams, as I do, through Natural News and naturalnewsradio.com. As things break this week, you can be sure the Robert Scott Bell Show will also be here with you to relate these stories. Mike Adams, Gary Franchi, thank you both so very much.
Thank you, Robert. All right, thanks for having us.
All right, we are going to wrap up with some perspective on another layer level, continue to recognize the spiritual basis for existence as well in all of this, although sometimes it is hard to see. So stick around. We've got more.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body.
A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Special thanks to all our guests today, from Stephen Huer, Elevating the Consciousness, to Mike Adams and Gary Franchi from Natural News and Next News Network, respectively, covering a very, very difficult topic in great deal of depth and passion, sincerity, all the right things that you'd want from the First Amendment to the Constitution, something that much of the broadcast corporate media really pays lip service to, of course, through their teleprompters, and they get paid well for it, although you have escaped their grasp because you were listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you're getting word and information that you don't get anywhere else, whether it be about healing or, in this case, political and geopolitical healing. Now, you're going to hear from some of our friends on the political left. God love them. And I know many of them sincere that are going to say this is only about right-wing gun fanatics, government-hating so-called Americans standing against the federal government just because they hate everything the government does. But thanks to the First Amendment and those that are still honoring it and pushing it for all it's worth, like Gary Franchi at Next News Network, he's following the money trail. And so if you still perceive or believe this is just a right-left scenario, you are in the matrix. You are being duped. Follow the money. This is something that you used to know. When you talk about the right wing, you always say, well, look at the money trail. Well, follow it beyond the Hegelian dialectic, and you'll see this isn't about right versus left, except that they can pit you against one another and play you, appealing to some level of your intellect, certainly, but the emotions underlying it swaying you into perspectives that aren't real. They're fictitious. They're made up. And they're, you know, directing you to things that are of little consequence versus the big consequence of a global corporate takeover of the United States of America. Something that I think the political left is pretty much on to, I think, except when it comes to their cognitive dissonance on the Obama administration, some of them still. But I have a lot of friends on the political left who have woken up and said, you know what, we're sitting it out. The whole thing is corrupt. The whole game is rigged. No matter what money you put into politics, it ends up going against you, which is what I recognized a long time ago with deep levels of research. And it isn't hate that drives us, at least not here. It's love. It's that vitamin L we discuss almost all the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Super Don, you posted and blasted the picture out of the people on their horses standing up against the BLM. And wow, what a picture. I mean, this should be a Pulitzer Prize winning picture.
Yeah, and I put it out there, in my opinion, and I've heard other people say this, there's really, the candidate for picture of the year. I mean, it really is. To see something like this, this is something right out of a movie or something out of a history book where you've got all of these cowboys. They're all on horseback. They're lined up in a line, a bunch of people, and you've got the two guys approaching, you know, what would be considered the, I guess, the enemy at this point, at least in this situation. Like, they're going up for negotiation, one of them carrying the American flag on horseback. Yes. It's an amazing picture. And the reaction we're getting from our listeners, I think, reflects what, you know, we would agree with, you know, people saying that this almost makes you want to cry, and, mm-hmm. and that this picture is restoring a little bit of faith in this country when you see that the people are willing to do this, and there's still that aspect of you know, people who have not given up, that are willing right. to stand the line and defend the Constitution. So it's a really cool picture.
Yeah, make no mistake, American people, you have been sold out to international bankers, corporate interests that are not of your own. And those that take an oath to uphold, defend, protect the Constitution, you know, they basically spit on that oath by attacking the people or threatening the attack on the people in this way. But as I said, this is a much deeper issue than the mainstream media will ever cover. And even as we uncover it as new media, there are layers here that go so deep that it could take decades to uncover it all. I've been investigating this for decades, so I would say well aware, but certainly there are certain layers that I'm still uncovering. And that's why this is more than just an emotional knee-jerk response to what's happening here. This has been seething underneath everything for decades and now generations. And there are so-called patriotic Americans that have stood against this early on. You can read in the history books that have been demonized for what they pointed out. But we're seeing it manifest here in real time. Yes, this is a historic event, but I do not want to see it devolve into a bloody revolution. And that's why I appeal to that higher source, the prayers, if you engage in prayers for not just peace, but for the wisdom to know how to act, to know how to stand firm in your beliefs and convictions and not be sucked into a violent act, because that's what they want. The feds want this. They want an excuse to attack and kill scores of people and then say, see, it's not us. It's those Americans who love guns, for instance. It is so much deeper than that. And we're going to be covering that this week and more. Remember, Monday, Advanced Medicine. We've got lots more healing to go. And next week, the Cannabis Cup in Denver, yeah. Colorado, Super Don and RSB. Reminding you that the power to heal is still, absolutely, it's still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.